I want to point out something purely pretty to you. Over on the back of the stage to my left, the lovely lady in her own very own native costume, Norwegian costume, Anne Lundstedt, who comes from St. Augustine to spin for us and card. Did you see her carding her wool and her cotton before she put it on the wheel? She does this at St. Augustine, and she just told us, footnote, that they won't let her wear her native costume over there. She has to wear a Spanish costume. So it's just wonderful that she comes and does this for us, and I'm so glad she wore her beautiful costume today. Isn't that a lovely bonnet? And ladies, how would you like to iron that bonnet? I want to tell you just this, won't take the time to tell you because I think you'd be interested. In the old days, when White Springs was a very important watering place and two excursion trains came in here on holidays like this, one from the north and one from the south, and just had hundreds of people gathered around the spring for all sorts of activities. I was talking to one of my black friends here. Incidentally, she ironed this dress I have on, which is it's an heirloom dress, a Florida heirloom dress. But anyway, she said, I went through hating to iron because my mother took in washing and ironing from the hotels, and she said we had to heat the irons on the fireplace. Now imagine ironing a dress like this with an iron that was heated at the fireplace and not getting the dress dirty. And she said they used pine needles to slicken up the iron. And she said they'd have to iron sometimes all night long. Well, of course, she is allergic to iron, and I don't blame her. But out of love, she came and volunteered to iron my dress, and I did appreciate that. Now, another beautiful singer, and she's helped us going and coming in all directions this week, Barbara Mueller, a very fine musician singer from Lake Mary, Florida.
I'd like to share a song with you from the Georgia Sea Islands. It's a song that was sung by the slaves as they worked in the fields. And I think maybe it helped keep them sane and keep body and soul together when you're working in that hot sun. And there's nothing else you can do but work in that hot sun. It helps to sing. Oh, Lord, waiting on you. Spirit come way out here waiting on you. Spirit come, pray a little prayer, waiting on you. Pray a little prayer, waiting. on you. Pray, little prayer, waiting on you. Can't do nothing till the Spirit comes. Of course, that's the kind of song that can go on for hours. You can make up all kinds of verses, and they did. This next song is one that I learned in the grand old folk tradition from another folk singer at a folk festival. It's about a man named Jonah. God sent Jonah to the Nineveh land to preach the gospel to the wicked man. Tell him to repent of their evil ways, or I'll overturn the city in 40 days. God moves in the windstorm. He rose in the windstorm and troubles everybody in mind. Jonah went down to the seashore, made up his mind which way to go. Got on the boat and he paid his fare. But God got anger with Jonah down there. God moves in the windstorm. He rose in the windstorm and troubles everybody in mind. Ship got wrecked as she come in time. The captain of the ship become trouble in mind. Searched that ship till in the deep he found poor Jonah lying fast asleep. God moves in the windstorm. He rose in the windstorm and troubles everybody in mind. Wake up, stranger, and say your name. My name is Jonah and I flee from the king. All this trouble is because of me. Throw me overboard and let the ship sail free. God moves in the windstorm. He rose in the windstorm and troubles everybody in mind. Throwed poor Jonah overboard. God sent a whale for to swallow him whole. Carried him way to the Nineveh land. Throwed out poor Jonah on a bar of sand. God moves in the windstorm. He rose in the windstorm and troubles everybody in mind. You know, a lot of times you hear very serious, slow, quiet songs, religious songs. And don't you every once in a while get the feeling you want to throw back your head and say, praise God and shout for joy? Well, that's what we're going to sing, and I need your help on it. You sing praise God and shout for joy, and then I sing a line, and all you have to do is sing praise God and shout for joy, like this. Praise God and shout for joy. Now, that's a little low, so let's pitch it a little higher. Praise God and shout for joy. Praise God and shout for joy. Oh, I don't believe it. Try it again. Praise God and shout for joy. Once more. You sound like a Monday morning instead of a Friday afternoon. Praise God and shout for joy. Okay, ready? Praise God and shout for joy. He's gonna lead us home. Praise God and shout for joy. Don't need to go alone. Praise God and shout for joy. It's gonna be all right. Praise God and shout for joy and thank him day and night. Praise God and shout for joy and lift your song on high. Praise God and shout for joy, you know the reason why. Praise God and shout for joy, he's reaching out his hand. Praise God and shout for joy, spread the good news over the land. Praise God and shout for joy, I'm filled up to the brim. Praise God and shout for joy, I'm glad that I know him. Praise God and shout for joy, well, he's reaching out his hand. praise God and shout for joy. Spread the good news over the land. Thank you.
See, I told you they're all a joy and they all have a very, very special talent. Now, I don't know exactly why they call themselves the Dirt Kickers Band. That's a pretty dirty name if you ask me. But they are beautiful people. They are music therapists who work at Sunland Hospital in Tallahassee. And this is part of the therapy used with the patients at Sunland. And we rejoice that they wanted to come and share their music with us. Let's welcome the Dirt Kickers Band from Tallahassee.
Dirt Kickers, because we've been in the woods all weekend. It's very obvious.
Oh, a little old log cabin.
Bye. Just say this is one that they've already, we'll hear again today, and they've already heard today, but we're going to do another version of it.
This is one you've probably heard this morning already and probably will again, but we'd like to do it for you again because we enjoy it. Amazing Grace.
Take this opportunity to introduce the members of the group as we sink slowly into the west. On mandolin, Paul Madden, fiddle, Carol Arbogast, fiddle and violin, right. Guitar, Lee Ponting. On the gut bucket, Randy Harrison. The two young ladies over here, Miss Karen Erickson and Susan Smith. And I'm Sarah Carter. As Cousin Thelma told you, we're music therapists. The three of us are, and these young gentlemen do volunteer work at Sunland, and we certainly appreciate everything they do for our residents. And music is a beautiful way to reach people, not just the retarded, but all people. Let's have a sing-along. Glory, 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 somebody touched me. If you don't know it, one time through you should do it.
Thank you.
I want to tell you two things. I know your stomachs tell some of you that it's dinner time, and my goodness, it's Sunday dinner time, and the food preparers down under the food shelter have prepared some nice, good Sunday victuals. They're all just all sorts of fascinating things. We're not going to interrupt the program for nooning, but you can go down there, you can slip down there, and you can hear the music, and bring your plate and your drink and your piece of pie back, and just continue to enjoy the program with us. And I wanted to point out two people over here, two unusual artists in the crafts area. We have a handwriting expert who's just a lot of fun. She has you write something and tells you what you are by your handwriting. And don't worry, she won't reveal your sins to you or to anybody else. And then we have, well, I don't know exactly what Fred calls himself now. I don't know whether he reads the knots on your head to tell your character. He doesn't look at your hands and read the lines in your hand, but he's very fascinating, and sometimes he hits the nail right on the head. So I didn't want you to miss these two people, and I don't want you to miss the cotton candy and the boys who are working their fingers to the bone, frying the most delicious Indian fry bread you ever tasted. And this cotton candy, all you old folks, I know you'd like to get all gummed up in that. And the popcorn and the snow cones if you get hot. So there's just all sorts of beautiful food all the way around. And I'll stop talking and we'll continue the program and invite a participant who was on the very first Folk Festival program way back in 1953. Before some of you young'uns were born. Aubrey Dunscombe plays the musical saw. And there aren't many musical saw players around. How many of you have never heard the musical saw played? Let's see hands. Some of you are pretty sophisticated. You say you have. Okay, well, he's going to play it anyhow. And Barbara's going to accompany him on the piano.
My first number is a familiar song to all of us, I'm sure. In fact, all three of them are. Beautiful Garden of Prayer. Next number is In the Sweet By and By.
Thank you.
I'm going to play the second verse, and in the chorus, I want you all to come in on the chorus as I play the verse. Number is that wonderful song, How Great Thou Art.
Usually when somebody asks me to make an announcement, I sort of hesitate because it's something like I've lost my car keys or dropped my billfold or I've lost my child or I've lost my mama. But this is a lovely announcement that I want to make. young man sitting right over here under this speaker, whose name is Solomon, says he's driving north through Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, and on to New York. And if anyone needs a ride, he'll be most happy to take them along. Isn't that nice? Oh, one thing I keep forgetting to tell you, although it's in your program, I hope you've all bought a program. The program is history, and it's worth not just looking at today, but keeping and filing away. And they are on sale over here in the information booth. I hope you'll take one home with you. In the meantime, at the same time the program is going on here, some of the artists are in mini concerts up in the tent on the site of the new amphitheater where it is to be built. It's a pretty striped tent. You can't miss it as you go up, and the road forks, you keep left and keep going until you find the tent. And some of you might enjoy visiting with the mini concert people, although they are running back and forth from there to here. I hope George Heaps Nelson is chairman up there, MC up there today. I hope he's run on down here because it's time for him to be on the program. George Heaps Nelson and his wife, Marilyn, from Gainesville. Harmonica and many instruments.
You could have gone ahead and said harmonica and banjo this time. We usually fool her by bringing out something different than she says, but this time we brought out the banjo. If you blinded by my shoes, Frank Mitchell shined them for me. He said he didn't want me to come out after a bit and play the harmonica with him and have such dusty, dirty shoes there. So we're going to play a tune that was played last night, but we really do love it. It's 'Tis a Gift to Be Simple, a Shaker hymn. I was a boy up in Northwest Iowa. Grew up in a little Presbyterian church, and the people took their hymns pretty seriously. And I remember we had a minister that moved in from Western Pennsylvania, and he wasn't used to the farm people. And one time along about November, and we'd had a really wet year, along about Thanksgiving time, he had us do the hymn about all is safely gathered in ere the winter storms begin. And everybody's face got longer and longer as they were sitting out there singing it, because it wasn't going to be in until February. And some of the old ladies went and told him later he should be more careful what he had people singing. I'm going to play a hymn we sang there in church, He Leadeth Me. Thank you very much.
Zeke and Rosa have been coming to the Florida Folk Festival for a long time, and it's always a pleasure to have them here. Let's welcome to the stage Zeke and Rosa Stevens from Panama City. Sell that dog a fence jumper's ticket.
You the great speckled bird, which is a Bible concerning God's holy word. Will be farewell to thee till we meet again. Hallelujah. Farewell to you till we meet again. Thank you. you very much.
I wanted to be sure they were back there. You know, I told you that I thought the Dirt Kickers was a pretty original name. Well, I think this next one is just as original, the 34th Street Laundromat String Band. And some of their fans know that they play beautiful traditional music, and we always welcome them. The young lady with the group, Iolani, isn't that a pretty name, is new and a very exciting musician.
Our normal guitar player, John Johnson,
is
a member of the post office. And the post office never sleeps, or whatever the thing is. So he's putting letters in little boxes this morning. So we have a volunteer with us today, our friend Bruce.
Can you hear my vocals okay out of this mic? Too low, huh?
Excuse me, lady.
Can
we
use this one for a vocal?
Because
I don't really need it.
Oh, great.
Why don't you stand here, Randy? All righty.